शुद्धस्य दस्य कंपन्ति त्रयो लोका सहेश्वरा तस्य मे अभीतवन्मूढ़ शासनं किम्बौ अत्यगाः। हिरण्यकश्यप सेज ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। माई सन प्रहलाद यू रास्कल यू नो दैट व्हेन आई एम एंग्री ऑल द प्लैनेट्स ऑफ द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स ट्रेम्बल along with their chief rulers, by whose power as a rascal like you become so impudent that you appear fearless and overstep my power to rule you. The relationship between a pure devotee and the supreme personality of Godhead is extremely relishable. A devotee never claims to be very powerful himself. Instead, he fully surrenders to the lotus feet of Krishna, being confident that in all dangerous conditions, Krishna will protect his devotee. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, Kaunteya pratijani name bhakta pranasyati. O son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotee never perishes. The Lord requested Arjuna to declare this instead of declaring it himself, because sometimes Krishna changes his view and therefore people might not believe him. Thus Krishna asked Arjuna to declare that a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Hiranyakashipu was perplexed about how his 5-year-old boy could be so fearless that he didn't care for the order of his very great and powerful father. A devotee cannot execute the order of anyone except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the position of a devotee. Hiranyakashipu could understand that this boy must have been very powerful since the boy didn't heed his orders. Hiranyakashipu asked his son, Kimbalaha, how have you overcome my order? By whose praying have you done this? Very powerful, great demon. Now he was very much perplexed at the fearlessness of his 5-year-old son, Prahlad. He says, Hiranyakashipu says, when he was angry, all the planets of three worlds trembled along with their chief rulers. But this boy, Prahlad, 5-year-old, is so fearless that he is disobeying his such powerful orders. He could have understood that this boy, Prahlad, is very powerful. Otherwise, how could he overstep the order of his powerful father? But how could he become so powerful? He couldn't think of. Whose strength has he got? You are just thinking like that. Such a boy, a 5-year-old boy, has become so powerful. And whose strength it is? A demon cannot think of this thing. Krishna is all powerful. Mattaparatra nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said this thing. There is nobody superior to me. He is superior, he is supreme in all respect. He is all powerful. Krishna. So bhakta, a devotee, never claims light, he is powerful himself. Rather, he thinks that he is very, very insignificant. Tunadapi sumichina. The more insignificant than a straw in the street. But he is very great. Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, is very dear to his devotee. A devotee was completely taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, becomes fearless. Sarva maha guna guna vaishnava sarire krishna bhakte krishna guna sokali sanchare. You understand? Krishna is so dear, or his devotee is so dear to Krishna. If some devotee, anyone, surrenders himself completely to lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna makes him great. You understand? Krishna makes him stronger than he. You understand? Krishna gets pleasure to be conquered by his devotee. You understand? He is unconquerable, ajita. He cannot be conquered. But ajita, jita. The unconquerable can be conquered. How? By his devotee. By his devotee. Ajita, jita. You understand? Krishna samyo hoite hoy bada bhakta para. Krishna samyo hoite hoy bada bhakta para. You see? The demons, what to speak of demons, the atheists, I mean say not atheists, the impersonalists, mahabhadis, they want to become Lord, Bhagavan. You understand? To be one with the Lord. So it is stated that Krishna samya hoita hoy bada bhakta pada. You rascal. You foolish. You are so foolish. Why do you want to become Lord? And as powerful as Lord, you are so fool, foolish, rascal. You cannot be like that. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is absolute, isn't it? Advaya satya, absolute truth. Ekameva dityo nasti. He is one without second, isn't it? He is always Lord, always God. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is always Bhagavan. That's a fact. Therefore, nobody can be Bhagavan. But if you become his dear devotee, he will make you greater than he. You understand? Krishna samya haite hoy bada bhakta pada.
Atma haite hoy. Atma haite hoy premaspada.
Bhakta, a devotee becomes greater than Krishna, Supreme Lord. Krishna makes his devotee greater. Krishna gets pleasure if his devotee can surpass him. A devotee can chastise him. Devotee can give him order. He will be very pleased to execute the order of his pure devotee. You understand? All want to be ordered by Lord Krishna, isn't it? But Krishna wants to they ordered by his devotee. You see. When Krishna, 5,000 years ago, appeared in this material world in his own swarup, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he was just manifesting his transcendental pastime as the son of Nanda Maharaj, a small boy. You understand? So Nanda Maharaj was ordering, "Oh Krishna, you bring my wooden shoes." So Krishna, boy, small boy, 5-year-old, so he goes and picks up the wooden shoes of Nanda Maharaj, puts on his head, and walking slowly and comes. So, Nanda Maharaj, you see? How is this thing? This is pure devotion. You understand? The relationship between pure devotee and the Supreme Person of Godhead is extremely simple. You see? And that Krishna wants. Let my devotee order me. I'll execute his order. You understand? But by nature, devotees very dino okinchal. You understand? Dino okinchal. They think we have nothing. Only Krishna is ours. Krishna is mine. I am Krishna's. Nobody else is there. And devotee has formed faith in Krishna. Devotee has formed faith in Krishna. That avasya rakhive Krishna. Avasya rakhive Krishna. You understand? Krishna must protect me. One is a surrendered soul. He has 6 symptoms. Anukulyasa sankalpa, pratikulyasa, varjanam, rakhesiddhi viswasa, gotrupe varanam, tatha, atmani khipa karpani, sarvidha, saranagati. You understand? When a surrendered soul, there are 6 symptoms. You know those things. Yes? What are those 6 symptoms?
Absence, whatever is favorable, perverse sense, and jets, whatever is unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Anukulya sangalpa pratikulya sabarjanam. What is favorable for his devotional service accepts. What is unfavorable, however dear it may be, he rejects. Yes. Then, anukulya sankalpa pratikulya sabarjanam. Rakhe siddhi viswaso. Avasya rakhive Krishna. Krishna must protect me. You understand? Krishna must protect me. Avasya rakhive Krishna. He has found faith in it. Rakhe siddhi viswaso. Gotrute varanam tatha. Krishna is my only guardian, my only master. This verse. Gaptrutiya varanam tata. Atmanikhepa karpanni. Sarvidha saranagati. Atmanikhepa means completely dedicated. You understand? Dedicated, he has dedicated everything. Even his, what he said, body, mind and his kaya manavakya, his soul, he himself is dedicated. Atmanikshepa. And karpanya, every movement is praying to the Lord. You understand? Crying before Lord and praying. That is karpanya. Visarvidha Saranagata. The six symptoms of a surrendered soul. So Krishna has said this thing in Bhagavad Gita. Kaunteya pratijani na me bhakta pranasyati. O son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotee never perishes. The Lord requested Arjuna to declare this instead of declaring it himself. Why?
Sometimes devotee can break a promise.
Yes. Sometimes Krishna changes his view. He shouldn't be reliable. Krishna is so unreliable person. We should have this firm faith that Krishna must protect me. He is such an unreliable person. I cannot rely on him. Isn't it? How is it? No, Krishna must be relied on. You understand? He is the most reliable person. But this weakness Krishna has. Krishna has some weakness. And that is the weakness. Sometimes he changes his view. That means he has promised something. But if his pure devotee promises something otherwise, you understand? He changes. Because he is so dear to his devotee. Devotee is so dear to him. He always tries to give up the prestige of his devotee, to make his devotee great, you understand? And there are many instances also. We say the most famous instance is Bhishmadev. Krishna had promised not to take part in fighting in Kurukshetra, battle of Kurukshetra. He'll just see and the charioteer, Arjuna's chariot. He'll never catch hold any weapon and fight. But Bhishma, who is a great devotee also, he promised, I'll break this promise. I'll make you hold weapon. Do you understand? I'll break this promise. And he did it. You understand? He did it. So, when such thing happened, Arjuna's this will of his chariot, you understand, Arjuna? Chariot's will of the chariot was sunk into the ground. You see. The chariot couldn't move. While him and Bhishma was fighting. Bhishma was a very great hero, fighter also, unconquerable. He had got boon from her mother Ganges, the son of Ganga, Gangaputra. You understand? And nobody could kill him. Ichamrityu. You understand? If he will to leave this body, then he may do it. Otherwise, nobody can kill him. Very unconquerable, fighter, hero. You understand? So Arjuna cannot conquer him. That's a fact. But when such was the case, condition of he lost all his fame, all his duration of life. He has such great boon from Brahmaji. Everything finished. Destroyed. You understand? This is the result. So one should not do like that. Yes. So, any question?
My question is very simple. My question is, there is general question. How can one endeavor to become like that. I can become tolerant as this third verse of Shikastakam, Dinar Vishnu Chena. That we are by hearing is easy, but
one must practice it. One must practice it.
It's the best way.
So remember the instructions and take the lessons from Sadhu Shastra Guru.
Because material nature, this is when Rishi say, Gunai Kamani Samashya, this is body, wicked mind, is not acting under our direction.
But you are the master. You are soul. You are not body and mind. Indrabhya paramana manushata para buddhi. Ja buddhi tu parata saha. Do you understand? Mind is superior to the senses. And intelligence is superior to the mind. And the you, soul, is superior to the intelligence. So, why you are directed by your wicked mind? Be a master of the mind, don't be a servant of the mind. Go thus, become Lord Swami. You understand?
Many people know that the mind, but still they are addicted by such agitation, such way.
Thereby they are committing offense. They must be punished like this. They go to hell, they will be punished by Jamaraj. Definitely. Being human beings, why can't one mend him, correct him? You understand? This teaching is given to human beings. He can do so, if he likes. You understand? Therefore, instruction is that be tolerant, as tolerant as a tree. You understand? And Jesus Christ has also given such instruction. Someone slaps you with this stick, so in the other people are slapping you. Isn't it? Same teaching. Gita says the same thing. Tulya mana apamana yo tulya nindatma sanstuti. Arsa marsa bhayat begin mukta jo. The same thing. You understand? Be equally disposed to man apamana, insult and praise. You understand? Nindatma sanstuti. Be equally disposed. He is Vaishnava. This is Vaishnava quality. You understand?
One should be trained like that.
Yes, one should be trained.
Not once he suggests by accepting.
Yes. Accepting discipline means accepting spiritual master inflicts discipline. You understand? So this teaching is given, yes.
By the mercy of
the
spiritual master,
we can. Yes, because spiritual master says so. Astra says Sadhu Guru Shastra. They all say so. And you have to accept it. Why have to accept it? You understand? Yes. And naturally, this is the natural quality of the Vaishnava, like Prahlad Maharaj. Naturally to it. Naturally all these qualities will develop. It will become a true Vaishnava, a bhakta. Naturally it will develop. Yes. Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinjana sarvi guni stattra samaste sura. Parava bhakta sekuta matuna marathya nasati dhavata vahi. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinjana. Akinchana bhakta, an alert devotee, was this analogy of devotion automatically, naturally, all the good qualities develop in him and all the demigods manifest in his body, person, you understand? All good qualities develop. We are devotees, so this will come automatically. Vaishnava quality. You understand? No special endeavor is needed. Only be a devotee.
By serving Vaishnava, by serving a Vaishnava.
Serving a Vaishnava, yes.
Then you get some qualities.
Yes, you get such qualities. By serving a Vaishnava, you will get the mercy of a Vaishnava. Then you will become a Vaishnava. Yes. While you are serving a Vaishnava, or becoming a disciple, so, that guru or sadhu teaches those things, inflicts punishment on you, discipline on you, beat all right. Accept it gladly. That is mercy. You understand? That is mercy. Don't be irritated. Beat all right. Yes, that's mercy now. I get mercy today that I have been slapped. Huh? You understand? Yes. Otherwise, you cannot become a devotee or Vishnu. You understand? Yes.
Yes.
Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Jai Ananta Gaudiya Vaishnava Jai Gaur